Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our next guest has appeared at the MMRBQ, and Dorothy working on the third album. We're gonna ask about that, but the meat of this interview is about some physical issues that Dorothy's been having and what she did to try to fix that problem. And I've heard of this
many times,
on more than one occasion, yep. And it has to do with breast implants. So first of all, let's welcome Dorothy to the show. This morning. Hey, Dorothy.
Oh, guys,
are you there? We lost you for just a second.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, now we can hear you. Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate this. And was reading about the issues that you had not too long ago, and you recently had your breast implants removed. What I wanted to start with is, how long ago did you get these, and then when did you start feeling that something was wrong?
That's right. I got them over 10 years ago, and, you know, around the 10-year mark is typically when women start experiencing these breast implant illness symptoms. But I didn't put the two and two together for such a long time. I just never felt good. I had to lay down in the middle of the day because I was just fatigued and dizzy and didn't know, like, what was going on, even though my blood work was normal. So it took me a long time to put this together, and I kept having all these weird symptoms. And if you want a list of the symptoms that women get, as well as a bunch of other tools and information, you can go to healingbreastimplantillness.com.
We've heard, you know, again, throughout the years, have heard stories, and now more and more stories. This is a very popular surgery. But are these particular set of symptoms, are they mostly associated with silicone breast implants?
No, not just silicone, but all of them.
All of them.
The silicone ones are more dangerous. They obviously, you know, if silicone gets into your bloodstream and your body, it's a problem. And they did a recall on the textured silicone implants for being linked to lymphoma.
Okay.
So, it's causing cancer. It's not good. Allergan, the company that makes these textured implants, recalled them. So more and more women are getting sick and reporting these symptoms. And, you know, it's not recognized by the medical community as an illness. But the data and the women don't lie. And they are reporting this stuff, and some of these doctors are just like, oh, it's in your head, and that's not a real illness. But there's so many women that are coming forward and telling their story about this. I mean, Adrienne Curry, top model, is talking about it.
Right. It's something to be considered. Obviously, there's so much information and so many women out there who have had this situation. And as you were saying, so you get them, and then years down the road, you're having these experiences. You're not immediately connecting them to the breast implants. Is there, so this is a very popular procedure. Is there any form of this that is considered safe? Any breast implant or breast augmentation procedure that is considered the safest?
Okay, well, I'm not a doctor, but yeah. I have done a lot of research, and I had a great, amazing, wonderful plastic surgeon who performed my total capsulectomy and block removal, which means you take out the capsule surrounding the implant. Otherwise, your symptoms don't go away.
Oh, okay.
But he explained to me, you know, 95% of women report feeling better after taking it out. It doesn't affect every single person. Some women are okay with it, but an overwhelming majority, a lot of them are not. And the reason for that is the body's fighting something it doesn't understand. So it's like a autoimmune response from the body trying to get these implants out, but the body can't do that. So, you know, my hair started falling out in the shower.
Wow. How soon after you had the procedure to get them taken out did you start feeling like your old self again?
Okay, so I'm only 13 days post-surgery.
Oh.
I'm having a little bit of post-surgery depression,
okay,
to be quite honest, but I will say that I immediately felt better. Huh. I did. I felt like a weight lifted off me, not just off my chest.
Yeah.
I mean, like a mental, it was very weird, like a mental weight lifted. I felt a little more clear, even though they had you, you know, they put you on these crazy drugs.
Yeah. So
even though I still felt a big difference, but I'm still, you know, in recovery right now. I'm still recovering.
Well, thank you for taking time to call us this morning. I know, also know that it's like 5 o'clock in the morning where you're at. So we appreciate you taking the time to call us and let us know. All, you know, this is like kind of like sensitive information and stuff. I do have a question about when and why you got the implants to begin with. Were the implants something that you wanted? You know, we don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of show business. But, you know, did
somebody suggest
it to you because you were, you know, a front person for a rock band?
Absolutely. No, it had nothing to do with show business really specifically.
Okay.
But I went through this whole psychological journey with these implants where I was in an abusive relationship over 10 years ago. I mean, and this guy would just mentally grind me down just, you know, to keep control of me and kind of, you know, it was manipulation and it got to me. It finally got to me and he would say things like, you need implants. You would be a 10 if you got implants. You know, that's the one thing you're missing. You need to get implants and like a cool car and like, you know, stuff like that. And when you say that to someone and you're in an abusive cycle and you're doing it over and over again, I mean, it's going to get to them eventually. So.
Sure, sure.
The funny thing was I got them after I left this person. It took me 8 or 9 times to try to really leave this person.
Wow. Well, to be honest, and we've heard it again that from a number of people where they break up and then they do get a like a boob job and they reset themselves and they, you know, they kind of want to be their best selves. As you say, there are a lot of people out there who have this and they're doing fine. But it's worth noting that if you are someone who's had breast implants and you're feeling some things that just don't seem quite right that you can't get a handle on, this might be something worth exploring. And is it referred to as Bill for short?
Breast implant illness, BII.
Okay, all right. BII, all right, okay. Yeah. So how, I assume a lot of that is psychosomatic after the surgery. You were worried about this and you're feeling better. But in general, how long do they tell you it'll take before you start to feel your old self and everything will come back online the way you're hoping it will?
I mean, I'm sure it's different for everyone. You have to really take it easy for several weeks. I can't work out for a few weeks. I can't lift anything heavy or, you know,
right,
do anything like that for a few weeks. But, I mean, they put me on Percocet for, you know, and I took it for the first week and I loved it. It was wonderful. I don't want to get hooked on it, you know, but
right.
There's a sense of, it's interesting. I started feeling a sense of loss and a little bit like, almost like a sense of grief, like almost like I had just had an abortion or something, like a piece of myself was gone. You know, it's not that it's not about the implants and the breasts themselves. I have scars now that I'm going to look at. But my doctor was so incredible. He performed the end block capsulectomy and then he gave me a lift. So I'm back to my original cup size.
OK.
And the shape is as close as, you know, humanly possible. But this is going to be with me the rest of my life. It's just changed my body, but it's the psychological part of going through getting them for that reason and then having them for 10 years. And they've slowly made me sicker and sicker. And I kept saying, you know, I'm not religious or anything, but I have a higher power and I'm also in recovery for drugs and alcohol. But
yeah,
I just kept saying like, what the hell is wrong with me? You know, just give me a sign, something. I woke up, I kid you not, this thought woke me up. Out of nowhere, take your implants out. And I just knew.
Wow.
And that's when I started Googling, researching, and I found healingbreastimplantillness.com. I read the symptoms. I almost spit my coffee out. You know, when I saw this list of symptoms, I was like, that's me. I have most of those. Which is insane.
You know, it's weird because we hear you talk about this and you know, you're a beautiful woman. And there's obviously this abusive person in your life telling you you weren't everything that, you know, you could be. And you heard about this stuff. We hear this a lot of times and some people we know, we've encountered them who are like, well, you're going to do that? Why? Again, it's a personal choice if it makes you feel better at the end of the day and you do your research and you want to do it. But a lot of times, you know, we find ourselves, we'll look at each other and say, why is this person doing this?
Yeah, it's hard for, well, troglodytes like Steve and I to
beautiful,
beautiful and talented and really cool people
right.
have these anxiety issues. But listen, we're all human beings.
And it's your reality is your reality.
Right, exactly.
Well, we're all troglodytes, dude.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know how to put it, but, some of the best music out there comes from really, really...
dark place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some really messed up people, right? And I know that that you're working on your third album right now. Are you taking anything from this experience?
Absolutely, absolutely. This third album is going to be so rock and roll. It's going to be so much fun. I wrote a bunch of songs with Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin. I love him. He's an incredible songwriter. I mean, we just have this chemistry with the songwriting that's just so fun. And, he came up to me when I was on tour with them and was like, "Do you want to write?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, dude, I want to write. Let's do it." And it was so easy. It was like very meant to be to write together. So she's done a bunch of songs with me. Stevie DeCane from Buck Cherry and I got together, started working.
Nice.
I did a couple songs with Justin Hawkins in The Darkness. I love him. He's so wonderful and sweet. This album is like, more my vision of what I would want for a rock album and what I want for my band. And I think it'll be really great for the fans. I think it's kind of what they are craving.
Are there any songs about you being a 10? Because you are a 10 right now. I just,
that's so sweet. No. There's a lot of songs about me being borderline and alcoholic.
That's rock and roll. Yeah. It's all part of the deal.
No, I get concerned for you. I'm coming up on 8 years of sobriety myself, and when something like that happens and you have to take pain medication, it's like you can't punish yourself because you have a disease, right? But, like, you know, I have a friend of mine who, same exact thing, but he was in a workplace accident and he had to go on pain medications as a result. And thankfully, he was able to do the pain management and get through it. And he's been, years since that accident. But, like, it's kind of like a scary realm that you're entering. So, I wish you the best of luck and stay strong in there.
Congratulations on your sobriety. That's so amazing and inspiring, and it touches a lot of people. So thank you for sharing that.
So, Dorothy, you're working on an album. What does working on an album mean? Writing process in the studio, things like that?
Mainly writing. I just launched a new website. I'm really proud of the work that my photographer friend Courtney did. She did my website. So we just revamped the whole Dorothy look. We're about to just redo all the merchandise and give everybody something like new and fun to look at. But yeah, we have quite a few songs written towards this album, and I'm looking at producers and talking to different producers who wants to make this album, who would be a good fit. But I'm looking to put out a single here soon, like as soon as possible, which means I have the song. I just have to choose it and get it recorded. Because I want you guys to have some new music.
Are you talking maybe early summer, something like that?
Yeah, I would say I'd put this single out before then. And then after that, it's going to be boom, boom, one after the other. We're going to put music out, and hopefully be able to just jump on a tour or go out and headline on these songs, because you guys support us so much. It would be great to start touring summer, fall.
Yeah, you got to come through here. Absolutely.
Of course, yeah. Plenty of time for me and my boobies to recover. Nice.
Very good.
Well, with you and you, when you came in here to the studio and you performed, we sensed you have, you know exactly what you want the band to be, what the music to be, what the message to be. And having all this, you talked about having a weight lifted off you. Are you feeling sort of a creative surge?
Oh, yeah, I am. And I'm kind of just not letting anyone push me around or tell me what to do or suggest anything. I'm like, no, this is what I want. This is what I'm doing. And I've completely taken control over. I'm redoing the website. We're doing it now. I'm not taking no for an answer and no, we should wait and we should, so there's a bunch of changes that have been going on in the Dorothy camp, but I still have my band and my wonderful sound guy, Scott, and everybody. I love them so much. They're so successful. So wonderful.
Well, it sounds great. We're very encouraged for you, and it's awesome to hear. In a way, you have to go through a little bit of pain to make the turn in your life that'll lead on to greater things. But you've done it, and you're on your way.
That's what I hope. If I learn anything, it's like share your story because someone needs to hear it, and I have a lot of them, and I know that there's a lot of issues I talk about, but
I'd rather talk about them and either look like a jackass or whatever. You know, people might go, oh, she wants attention. Or this is my life. These are real, true stories. And yeah. I only want to be of service to other people. That's, you know, I don't get anything out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Listen, so, and no matter what you say, you know, you'll get haters. You'll get people that are you know, going to clap back at you. But it sounds like you got your head in the right place that the most important thing is maybe some people are going to take some, you know, take a look at their own situation, maybe do something to improve themselves. So,
yeah, and I'm the sure people that need the help, the people that need the help always clap louder than the haters.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Well, good luck with everything, Dorothy. We will see you in the near future, hopefully, okay?
Oh, I love you guys so much.
All right. Thank you. Love you. Appreciate it. Dorothy, yeah. Guys. Don't send me no angel. Could you imagine? Can you even imagine being in a relationship with her and criticizing her the way she's. Stunning.
But you know what that's cool. A result of. That's the person she was involved with had all sorts of issues. Self-hate
yeah.
Issues. And so what do? They project it onto someone mm-hmm. else because they don't have the ability yeah. to deal with themselves.
Yeah. He didn't feel worthy enough.
Right, so they project it onto someone else.
But it's amazing the effect that it can have. Somebody like that who, you know, now is so super successful and is gorgeous. After the fact, after they broke up, yeah. She still went to try to, quote, fix herself.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, who were you talking to? And they were saying essentially, you are always in some way the person you were in high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you're uh-huh. You're always that person, yeah. Not sure.
Yeah.
And with the same doubts, hopefully you get past certain issues. But at any point, some of those insecurities can be reignited.
Yeah.
And it's the truth.
No, well, that's absolutely.
It can be like little things. I was messaging, remember Dr. Clater, who you met, who I went in for Botox and I left running.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With all the needles laying yeah. behind me. And I was yeah, like, yeah, I'm yeah, not yeah. doing this. So I have like this little spot on my face. So I just messaged him like, hey, do you have this type of laser that lasers it off? And of course, you know, he was like, no, but we have this. We can do this. Come in today. I was like, I can't. I'm busy. I can't come in today.
What little thing do you have on your face?
Like,
let
it's
me see.
Like a dark spot.
You would.
Oh
you,
my God!
But listen, it drives me insane.
Yeah.
It drives me insane, but it is there.
What is that?
It's there. You know, honestly, you unless you pointed it out. It wouldn't be noticed.
Hit dump. Yeah. Hit the dump button.
So no one can point it out to
hey,
you.
Steve.
I mean, the bigger issue is that cable thick hair coming out of your butt.
No, listen, that's gone.
Is it?
Yes, it
oh,
went
maybe
away.
The,
it
maybe the
come
dot
back.
On your face ate it.
But listen, I have another one, and I'm not telling you where it is.
Okay, all right,
another hair.
Yes. And sometimes I'm like, how did it grow that long? And I didn't notice
oh,
it.
Oh, I know.
The funniest thing
what happened?
Is, and I'm sure you have it, Preston, in the morning where like you look in the mirror and you, like when I find a picture where I think I look human.
Yeah.
Keep this picture.
Yeah, yeah,
hold
yeah.
on to this
yeah.
picture. but it also is freeing in a way because, you know, it's your expectations are so low. It's like, hey.
Yeah, but like Kathy's thing on her face, I mean, like, I'll look in the mirror, and the lighting has to be just right.
Oh, my God.
And I'll see, you know, like, long hairs growing off of my ear. And I'm like, how long have I been walking around with this? And who all has noticed these hairs growing off of my ear that are, like, you know, an inch long?
The Comcast. We went to the Comcast building. Casey, you went into that bathroom.
Uh-huh.
All white, brilliantly yeah. lit. I walked in, and I look at the mirror across the room, and go, oh, this isn't going to work. And I walked over and just took a whiz and walked out.
Yeah.
I was like Dracula in a hall of mirrors.
I looked in the mirror the other day, and I had my eyebrows had bedhead. I couldn't believe it.
Yes. Yes, Casey, that happened.
Your
happens.
Eyebrows
yes.
are so long
yes.
that they had been bent into a certain shape from sleeping on them.
By the way, what is the evolutionary process that determines that as you get older,
yeah, the eyebrows.
Your ears need to be covered in a thick mat of hair to yeah. hide you from predators?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's so much.
My eyebrows had bedhead.
No, that is so accurate, Casey. Yeah. I love that.
I was like, I can't. And I was like trying to wet them and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
and it didn't work. It didn't work.
How cool when you know, the chicks love it when you're standing out in front of the place with your comb combing your eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah. Into a DA.
Yeah.
Look
at him. Oh, that guy's so cool combing his eyebrows.
But like, you know, you like when you get a project done on your home, right? And there's one tiny little imperfection. That's when you walk into that room, that's immediately where your eyes go.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, and your face and your body is no different than your home.
Yeah, okay. But my house could achieve perfection, whereas I'm a lost cause.
I disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you go and get something lasered off like Kathy's going to get done.
Well, Kathy has an interesting relationship with all her medical people. She has them set up the equipment, and then she flees the office.
Yeah.
I saw it when he was like, oh, come in. I'm like, I am going to waste your time. I'm busy. I can't. Uh-huh.
Can you clear a block of like an hour? You're only going to need 5 minutes.
Yeah.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.